Hi, it's Mac. It's McCogan here on Radio Boo. I was listening to a piece of audio by our friend over there in Australia, Kath, and Ian was talking about the not only the Audio Boo app, but his podcast app. I think it was the iTunes podcast app he was talking about. And then he spoke about switching over to Downcast so that he could guarantee his listening to Audio Boo. And I myself have been a great promoter of Downcast since I first took it up. And I think I've got a lot of people onto Downcast because it's just such a great app. It just works, and there's so many settings in it to suit what you want to listen to and how many you want to listen to at a time. And I used to just say everything I hadn't listened to. And so no matter where I went, I could refresh my timeline stream, and then I could listen to one audioboo after another, all day long, so long as there's audioboos to be downloaded. And Downcast can be set to auto-download whenever it gets a connection, in other words, a Wi-Fi or a 3G signal. It will just automatically reload, as it were, refresh itself, and pull in any new podcast. And any ones you've listened to, you can set to do various things, keep them or clear them out. And so it's just such a fantastic app. And I haven't been using it for the past couple of months, which is quite strange because I still have the app on board. And the reason for that is that I realised that whatever I was doing at the time and listening to one audiobook after another was, in my mind, making it a wee bit impersonal, because you or I would be listening to an audio boo, and when that finished, another, the next audio boo lined up would be played. And so I was thinking, well, I'm not getting a chance here to comment on people's audio or to favourite, because just the way the system was, you know. And so I thought, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try out the app. Not for recording and posting, because it just doesn't work. Yeah, absolutely right. But what I thought was, if I just refresh my followed boos and follow them in order, I can actually just jump about if I wish, but let's say I follow in order. But the difference is that with the audio boo app, it will only play one audio boo at a time. So when one is finished, I have the opportunity then of reloading the next one. But also because of that, I have the chance to like, favourite, or post a comment. And that's what I've been doing for the past couple of months. Yes, it's a bit cumbersome, it's a bit awkward, and it's not going to suit everyone. Because if you're working, if you're really busy, you're up a ladder, you're down a mine, it's not going to work. And to be honest, I found it quite awkward to start with, quite a bit of a nuisance, in other words, having to take my phone out my holster every time an audio would be finished and then make the comment. Not that it was cumbersome to make the comment or to favourite, of course, but it was awkward just to constantly have to do this. And so I was always quite happy when I saw that the next audio boo was 9 or 10 minutes or even longer. It meant I could go a wee bit longer before I had to take the iPhone back out its holster. So basically that's what I've been doing. There are still times when I just cannot possibly do it. If I'm driving, I just cannot possibly do it. I will try and pull over to the side of the road, find a spot just for a few seconds, just to comment, if I'm going to comment, or just do favourite, and to load up the next audiobook in the line. So I don't know how long I'm going to keep doing this, because what I do like about it is it's forcing me, if you like, but forcing me through willingness, if that sounds a contradiction, to comment on people's audiobooks. And I've been trying to do that as often and as much as I can. It doesn't need to be much. It can just be a simple one-liner, or even shorter than that. Just great stuff. Enjoyed this, you know, that kind of thing. And I quite enjoy doing that. And I don't know if I'll continue doing it. I'd like to think I will. But I may also switch back to Downcast just for the convenience. But as long as I can do this, and as long as I don't get fed up having to constantly get that phone out the holster, I'm going to keep trying to do it. And although I have promoted Downcast, I'm not taking anything for Downcast. Downcast is still the best way of listening to audiobooks. And I do not expect anybody else to follow my suit, because you will find it very awkward, a bit of a nuisance. But I'm just explaining the fact about how Downcast is absolutely brilliant, how a new person, Ian Cass, has taken it up as well, and I'm pleased for that. And I would promote it to anybody. But I just thought I'd explain why I'm not using it, and why I'm using the app instead for downloading and listening. Of course, the app has its usual issues with downloading, because if you're not getting a decent signal at all, you can't. It will just try to pick up the audio stream, but if you're not getting a good signal, it cannot do it. Whereas Downcast will just pull them all in, whatever you want, pull them all in whenever it gets a chance. Even if you're not watching or not looking, there you go, and they'll come, and they'll be there for you to listen to, because they're on your device then. So I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to try to keep going with this, and be a bit more involved with the audio that I'm listening to, and the people who are putting that audio up for me to listen to, just in respect of at least saying something, not all the time, but at least saying something about what I've just heard. Just a wee bit. It doesn't take much. Thanks for listening. Cheerie bye then now.